to order the Jobs Economic Development Committee. We do have a quorum still from this morning, members, and we do have a couple of new amendments that are, have been revised. The original amendments were the A5 and A6. Those are no longer relevant. And Senator Champion, do you want to start with the A11 or the A12?
I'd like to offer the A11, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Senator Champion offers the A11 amendment. Members, you should have that at your computer. If you don't, please say something to the A11.
The A11 as well as the A12, but we're talking about the A11, I'm just simply putting some money back that was already allocated before I found out that those resources are being used from before, so I need to put the money back. That's all it is.
Questions, members? Senator Pratt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Mr. Chair. So the 21st Century Fund is a mining fund predominantly, and I know the Iron Rangers tend to keep their eye closely on that. Can you tell me, or can Ms. Nolner tell me, what the balance in that fund will be, and is that sufficient for what it needs to do?
So two things. Let me say this. This right now is where we're looking at taking it from now. We will certainly go back and take a look because we had an earlier proposal, and so in order to make sure everything is tight, this is the fund that we're taking it from now, but we're going to continue to have that discussion between now and finance. But Ms. Nolner can let us
Senator
know what's
Champion,
in the fund right now.
We do have the agency here, too. If that would be better for the agency, I know Devin's probably not great to have me call on him.
Do you know the amount? Or?
That was the IRRR.
I
okay. Just to the amount.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Devin Bowdry, Government Relations Director of Deed, amount is somewhere in the range of $75 million.
I'm sorry, what?
$75 million. $75 million.
In the 21st century, is that enough to cover the obligations that fund is meant to handle?
Mr. Chair, Senator Pratt, I believe so, but I'd want to also talk with IRRR on that.
And Mr. Chair, just so folks know, we will have those discussions and make whatever changes that we need to.
Thank you, Senator Champion. Senator Pratt, any other discussion on the A11?
Yes, Mr. Chair. So, Senator Champion, you said that, so you're freeing up this $5 million from the 21st Century Fund, and where is that going to?
Senator Champion?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. There was a previous allocation for something around the Cedar Riverside that was already in the bill before and that had been allocated before, and we're just putting the money back, Senator Pratt.
Senator Pratt, any follow-up?
No.
Thank you. Any other discussion on the A11 amendment? So all in favor of the A11, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
The A11 passes. Senator Champion, would you like to go to the A12?
A12, yes, Mr. Chair, I offer the A12.
Senator Champion offers the A12 amendment.
Yeah.
Members, you should have the A12 to the A12.
I move the A12, Mr. Chair. And the A12, again, is money that was already there. It's for a workforce issue that had been allocated money from the labor bill, I think, last year, but it was still in our bill, and we're just putting the money back because we found out that this money was being utilized. And so the initial information was that it was available from the fund that we were looking at before, and so we're just, you know, putting it back, and we'll continue to work, as I indicated to Senator Pratt earlier, to make sure that we look at some other fiscal-related issues centered around this. And Senator Pratt, you're on finance and others are on finance, so you will hear it there.
Senator Pratt?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to reiterate my same concern on the mining fund.
Thank you, Senator Pratt. Any other discussion on the A12 amendment? All in favor of the A12, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The A12 passes.
And with that, Mr. Chair, and I want to reiterate that we're going to continue to look at that and do all the things that we need to, Senator Pratt, so you can be assured of that. And thank you for your indulgence. But it appears to me, Mr. Chair, that we still have an amendment from Senator Gustafson.
Yep, thank you. That's the next place. I just want to get the bill in the order you wanted it before we moved on to member amendments. So if you're done, Senator Champion, we'll go to Senator Gustafson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So back on the conversation of SF-2811, the Prepare Minnesota program, the A8 was not accepted, so we are offering now the A9, which I believe is in everybody's packet. This amendment modifies the existing proposal to a $250,000 request from the state's Workforce Development Fund. The same prep and licensure offerings would be available to one U of M campus, one MSKU campus, and dislocated workers.
Thank you. Senator Champion to the A9.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Senator Gustafson. I discussed my concerns, but I understand what they're attempting to do, and I made a commitment. If it was at $250,000, that I would accept it, and I understand there's some other amendments around the table on the this amendment. The A9 amendment. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Nelson to the A9.
Yes, to the A9. I just think there might be an error on, I support the A9 and its intent. But on line 1.12, I think we want to say on Minnesota State Colleges and Universities, not one Minnesota State Colleges and Universities. So it appears that we need to delete the E on the end of the word one on line 1.12. No.
City Council is coming now.
Do a copy of it.
There we go. It's on line 1.12. She says those should be deleted when you think in terms of how it flows.
Mr. Chair and members and Senator Nelson, so I believe it should say one. So they want it to be. Somebody needs to identify one of those campuses, or do you want to just get, you want it to be all the campuses? I think the intent is to say at, you know, one U of M campus, one Min State campus, and then all dislocated workers. So, you know, kind of narrow it a little bit, and that's why it's only 250,000. I think that's the intent. It may read a little awkward, but.
Yes. Mr. Chair.
Senator Nelson.
I do want to question Senator Gustafson. Senator Gustafson, is your goal to narrow the scope of the bill to just one of the University of Minnesota campuses and one MSKU or Minnesota State University campus because of the lower funding? Just some confirmation there would be helpful.
Mr. Chair, yes, I think because it is more of a pilot program, they'll pick one U of M campus, one MSKU program, and dislocated workers as a way with the lower funding to be able to test the success of the program.
Senator Nelson, follow up.
Yep, thank you, Mr. Chair. And so I assume it's the commissioner who would make that choice?
Senator Gustafson. So I would agree with Senator Nelson. If this goes on, that I think maybe we could have cleanup language for Finance Committee to specify who picks which campus. So Senator Gustafson.
Mr. Chair, Senator Nelson, yes, the commissioner would pick.
Senator Nelson?
Thank you, Mr. So not to take too much time, I would look forward, I'm on taxes, not finance, but I'd look forward to seeing the cleanup language as far as how is this determined. I would be glad to make some recommendations, but I think we need to get that in the bill. So thank you. I do support the amendment.
Thank you. Senator Pratt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to offer the A13 amendment to the amendment.
A13 amendment. Do we have the A13? I don't believe I do. So if we could get the A13 passed out.
Mr. Chair, the pages have that amendment to pass out.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you. Members, the A13 amendment to the A9 amendment is being passed out.
Thank you.
Senator Pratt, as this is being passed out, do you want to describe your A13?
So, thank you, Mr. Chair. The A13 amendment continues to narrow the scope of the program. As we discussed on the previous amendment, this flies very, very close to higher ed and outside the scope and the objective of the Workforce Development Fund. In fact, you'll notice even down on line 1.29, the reporting doesn't even come to this committee. It goes to the Committee on Higher Ed. And so if we're going to fund this through the Workforce Development Fund, Mr. Chair, I would suggest that we only make this available for the dislocated workers to see how that pilot goes. And so it strips out the two campuses and makes it available for dislocated workers.
Senator Champion, any thoughts to the A13 being amended to the A9?
Mr. Chair, I indicated to Senator Pratt that I would not be supporting this amendment, and I'm sure that Senator Gustafson will continue to look at how to tighten up her bill without this amendment. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Champion. Senator Gustafson, any thoughts to the A13 being amended to your A9?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm still sort of kind of thinking about it. I don't disagree. I do think that we should keep it here for just a couple of reasons. One, I do like the dislocated worker idea. However, a lot of where we want to take a look at if this will be successful in this pilot program would need to incorporate some of these higher ed areas. It still is workforce. I understand the concerns, but we're talking about people who are, again, in the process of taking these tests, and you have to go to where those people are. So I guess I would support it as it's written, but I understand the concerns. Happy to work further. That's sort of my statement on that.
Thank you, Senator Gustafson. Senator Housley, did you want to go now or wait till after we're done with the amendment? After.
Mr. Chair, I have an amendment to the A9 also, so it's okay. I'll do after.
Okay. Senator Pratt, any further discussion on your A13 amendment to the A9?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. And I think Senator Gustafson kind of waded into the concern. If everything in higher ed is considered workforce development, then this should be the Higher Ed and Jobs Committee. But it's not. That's not our jurisdiction. We don't even have this report coming to us. It's not being run by DEED. It's being run by higher ed. Higher ed is going to choose the campuses that that this is piloted on. And I think it goes well astray of the jurisdiction of this committee. I've committed to the chair that I would withdraw this amendment. But I will be voting no on the underlying amendment because I think this truly is outside the scope of what the Workforce Development Fund is. And I think it's a misuse of the business tax that we charge to try to get people back to work.
Thank you, Senator Pratt. And I would have to agree with you that I think it's a great idea. I just think we're pulling from the wrong pot of money. And I do agree that there is a lot of overlap between MnState and what DEED funds. So that's another discussion. So we are, Senator Pratt withdrew the A13 amendment to the A9. Senator Housley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And this is what happens when you give legislators a recess. We get great amendment ideas. So thank you, Carlin, for whipping these up. I have the A15 amendment.
A15, pages, could we get the A15, please? Do you want to describe that as the pages pass out the E15?
Yes, Mr. Chair, thank you. And this goes to what Senator Pratt was just talking about, how in the A9 amendment, it has the jurisdiction being the Higher Education Finance and Policy on line 1.29. I would like to insert after the word over on 1.29, workforce development and higher education, so it would come to this policy or to this committee also. That's the first part of the amendment. And the second part of the amendment, Senator Gustafson, I didn't tell you about this because I just thought of this during our recess. Line 2.4, after the word year, insert including identifying the number of each exam type for which preparation was provided. So just knowing what sort of exams they were taking. And that's it, simple.
Thank you, Senator Housley. Senator Champion, do you have any comments on the E15?
I would defer to Senator Gustafson.
Okay, thank you. Senator Gustafson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I like both of these amendments and would encourage people to support them.
Any other discussion to the E15 being amended to the A9? So members will vote on the A15. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? A15 is adopted to the underlying A9 amendment. Any other discussion on the A9 amendment, members? Okay. We will take the vote on the A9 amendment. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. The A9 is adopted. Thank you, Senator Gustafson. Senator Champion, I have one amendment left. Should we go to that?
Yes.
Okay. Any other amendments, members? Senator Pratt, do you have another amendment?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have the A14 amendment.
The A14, if we could get the A14 passed out. Senator Pratt, would you like to describe the A14?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I was not online or here yet when we discussed the original amendment, but I continue to be concerned that we are rolling out paid family medical leave on January 1, and we've heard from Deed that there's no plan to have that program supported on the day that it launches. Having run large programs in that, you know, potentially have thousands or you know, in my case, millions of applicants that will be going through. This will have the paid family medical leave operations available on December 31st and as well as January 1st, so that any small business that is concerned with or has questions regarding the program can get those questions answered. Mr. Chair, we know that small business people don't take a day off. They live and breathe their business 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And I would bet that there's gonna be small business owners that will be reaching out the day before the program becomes live. And I am not convinced by Deed's presentation that this program won't be launched without hiccups on January 1. And I think we need to have staff in there in order to handle this potential call volume. I don't know how much it needs to be staffed. You know, I think we can, you know, Deed can probably figure that out. But having run call centers in the past, I know that customers call on holidays and evenings of holidays. These are not 9-to-5 call centers. And I think it's just extremely important that if we are going to implement a big government-run program on a holiday, that the support be there on that holiday to cover it. It's a simple amendment, Mr. Chair, and I request a roll call vote.
Thank you, Senator Pratt. Members, we are discussing the A14 amendment. Senator Champion, do you have any initial thoughts on the A14?
Mr. Chair, as I mentioned earlier, I understand the need to have discussion around pay, family, and medical leave. That is a separate bill from what we have here. I've always kept it separate, even when it had its initial implementation strategy or the bill was going through various committees. And so I would continue to appreciate any discussion about pay, family, and medical leave to happen independent of our bill. And so with that, I will ask the committee not to adopt the Pratt Amendment. And I also will request a roll call.
Thank you, Senator Champion. And it's the second time you have referenced another bill for paid family medical leave. And you know, I think I was here almost, I think every committee hearing, and I don't remember a bill being heard in this committee. Is there a bill that you're, specific bill you're referencing for paid family medical leave?
I don't know one in particular, but it's my understanding that the discussion around paid family medical leave will be a leadership discussion.
But I do believe, Senator Champion, and I'll go to Senator Pratt here in just a second, that this is the jurisdiction of paid family medical leave. And I thought you did a great job this year of hearing majority of the bills except for paid family medical leave. So, but Senator Pratt.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. And my concern is that we are past deadline. This is the only opportunity we have to put through any sort of direction for Deed to be able to manage this once we leave in May. And so, Senator Champion, while I would have, you know, been open to carrying this in a separate bill, there is no separate bill. And I would encourage members to vote in favor of this amendment because this is the only way. We have had failure after failure on system launches. MNsure was a failure for almost 2 years when we launched it. Everybody remembers MNLARS and what a debacle that was to the point that we had to scrap the whole thing and start over again. And members, this will be the MNLARS that hangs around your neck come election 2026. And you are going to have to answer your constituents, your small business owners, why support wasn't available on the day that the program launched. I can tell you there's not a single entity that does large releases like this that does not have support available on the day that it launches. Like I say, I have been in work supporting these projects on New Year's Day, on President's Day, on Labor Day, on the day after Thanksgiving, because that's when some of these changes had to go in and we needed to be able to support them. And I ran the call center. It was my people that were managing the expectations of the organization. The organization here being the state of Minnesota. Had we done paid family medical leave differently, I can tell you if it had been more of a public-private partnership like I had proposed, that private entity would have call center people available on that day. They would have call center people available the day before. And I think it's vitally important. If the majority is committed to paid family leave being successful, then I think it's your responsibility to vote in favor of this amendment.
Thank you, Senator Pratt. Senator Champion, do you want to comment on that or any other members want to comment?
No, I mean, I can understand, you know, what others are saying and whether we disagree with it, each other or not. I've been very clear about this separation. So with that, I'm looking forward to us voting.
Thank you, Senator Champion. Senator Housley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and just listening to Senator Pratt, I know my amendment was for the call center to be open on January 1st, the day the huge program goes live, and then you added the day before, which is a Wednesday, and then I'm sitting here thinking if I'm a small business owner knowing on January 1st everything's going to be turned upside down, I think I would want to do a little bit more pre-planning, and the week before that is the Christmas week. So I'm thinking if maybe we could change it to December 15th. Call center should be open for those small businesses that want to do some prep for, if, can I do an amendment to the amendment?
Of course.
Oral, I mean, if Senator Pratt, you'd be open to December 15th. I know Senator Chair Champion, I don't think you're going to like the whole amendment anyway, but I think, I mean, I'm thinking you're a small business owner, and this whole new program, honestly, is going to be an accounting nightmare. And January 1st, it hits you. No one's going to take January 1st to plan out how you're going to be paying for all of this. I think they would like some prep time. So if you would be open to an oral amendment changing the 1st to the 15th, I would like it.
Senator Pratt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Senator Housley. I like your idea. If I could call Mr. Bowdry up, I have a question for him.
Thank you for coming up. Please state your name for the record.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Devin Bowdry, Government Relations Director at DEED.
Senator Pratt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, we went through and highlighted many concerns in the project plan. Mr. Bowdry, can you tell me, is there a soft launch plan for this program prior to January 1 that somebody might stumble on where we would want that support available? Do you plan on doing a soft launch prior to January 1?
Go ahead.
Mr. Chair, Senator Pratt, I guess I'm not sure. I'd have to check with Deputy Commissioner Rowe on soft launch. I suppose as far as staffing, you know, we do plan to staff up the call center in advance of launch date so that we can start answering questions. But to get to the details, I would have to check with Deputy Commissioner Rowe.
Senator Pratt, follow.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Housley, I'm going to take your amendment as a friendly amendment because I continue to be very, very afraid of the launch of this program. If we don't know when the go, no-go date is going to be, if we don't know if we're going to soft launch this or not, this is probably the biggest project DEED has on their plate. And they can't answer some of the basic project management questions that we have. So I'm going to accept your, I'll support your amendment to the amendment.
So members, we have an oral amendment to the E14th. And just to clarify, Senator Housley, we're going to strike on line 1.7 31 and insert 15. Everybody understand the oral amendment? All in favor of the oral amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No. The oral amendment passes. So to the underlying A14, any other comments on that? Otherwise, I would just like to make a statement. You know, as you know, I've had many small businesses, and we've at our peak, we had over 110 employees. So end of quarter is always big in our household. Besides our own businesses, my wife was an accountant, and she was vice president of finance for a company, and every end of quarter, it was all hands on deck. Everybody participated. There was no time off on end of quarter. End of the year is worse. So to make sure the agency is staffed at the end of the year, I think is a reasonable request. So I hope everybody supports the E14th. I think it's a common sense approach. Senator Gustafson, did you have any comments?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was just waiting until you were done, but.
Okay. Go ahead.
I just, again, I don't think that this is, you know, an unreasonable concern to bring up. I would just say that we have an opportunity to check in with the author. There might be a reason why. I don't know, but I would like to find out what that reason may or may not be. And then we are always welcome to bring this back up in conference committee. So it doesn't have to end here, the conversation. But I know for myself, I'd like to find out a little bit more about the motivation behind it. And we can always fix this in conference committee after talking to the author.
So, Senator Gustafson, you said author. Which bill are you referring to? Because we the jurisdiction of this topic is this committee. And we heard zero paid family medical leave bills this year, from my recollection, that we, not one, not a single bill affecting paid family medical leave. We had informational hearings only. Senator Gustafson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't mean to make it awkward, but there was a period of time where you had the gavel at the beginning of session, and we had shared power. We didn't hear it then either. So I guess that might have been a window of opportunity that was missed by my colleagues. But I would just say that there is, you know, Senator Mann has worked extremely hard on this bill. I'm sure that there is a reason why it is crafted the way it is. I know she's been very reasonable with lots of stakeholders to figure out ways to best go forward on this. I would just like to consult with her before I vote on an amendment that is I've just heard about now. So what I guess I am saying is that there is room for still some of that to happen down the road in conference, but you know, I want to make sure that I'm talking to everybody before I vote in support of it. And that's it. That's why.
Thank you. Senator Gustafson, at the beginning of the session, the jackets went back from the reviser. And Senator Champion worked very closely with me. I give him a lot of credit on how we started the session. And there was discussion of having a hearing on paid family medical leave. And unfortunately, we didn't get the bills in. And I wish we would have had a full day hearing or a couple days on paid family medical leave. So our schools could have come in and testified what effect they will have. And our counties and our cities and our small business people and our big business people. And so everybody had that voice. And unfortunately, that is something that we missed this year. But at the beginning of session, the jackets were not back. There was a huge backlog at the revisor's office on both sides of the aisle. The jackets weren't here the first 2 weeks for a majority of the bills, and that's why I think Senator Champion and myself, in consulting with me, had the hearings we did. It was with the information we had at the time. So with that, Senator Pratt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Senator Gustafson, I certainly understand your concern. This is not coming out of anything that Senator Mann did. I think there were plenty of bills drafted to fix the underlying program. This is an idea that came out of the presentation we heard last week. I think it was last week, where Mr. Rowe told us, no, they're not planning to staff it on the day that it launches. So we couldn't have had a hearing on this particular idea. We didn't even know about it until Mr. Rowe came in and presented. And as we hear, there's no defined go, no-go date. There's no defined soft launch. Nobody can answer the questions on the project management side of this. Then we as a legislature have to step in and say, Deed, you have to do the basics to make this work. And there is no bill. We are past deadline. And this is the jurisdiction that it would be heard in. Now, we can put this amendment on, continue to have the conversation, strip it off in finance if we decide that, yes, there is going to be a vehicle. But for us to say that this is going to go to conference, trying to presume what the House may or may not have in their bill, I think is negligent on our part. We are the Minnesota Senate, and we send the bills to the floor, and we send the bills over to the other body with the provisions that we think are reasonable. And I disagree with your argument, and I think it's understandable. I just think that we need to flex our authority as an independent body to say that we need to stand up and assure that Deed makes this program as successful as possible. I voted against it. I think it's still the wrong plan. I think it's still the wrong paradigm moving forward. I also don't want to see it fail. I don't want to see Minnesota small business people, I don't want to see Minnesota employees struggling to get what we promised them. And it's that simple. And I think if we don't put this on the bill and continue to have the conversation between now and finance, then this committee is being negligent in its jurisdiction and duties.
Thank you, Senator Pratt. Any other discussion, Senator Champion?
Nothing else.
Okay, we're on the A14. All in favor of the A14?
It is by roll call.
It is roll call. Okay, roll call.
Senator Champion.
No.
Senator Muhammad. Senator Chair Jaheim.
Yes.
Senator Gustafson.
No.
Senator Herr.
No.
Senator Pa.
No.
Senator Housley.
Yes.
Senator Pratt.
Yes.
Senator Nelson.
Yes.
The vote was 4-4. The A14 does not pass. So we are on to the next amendment, members. Any other amendments? Otherwise, I'll offer the A3 amendment. So the A3 amendment, I believe members should have that at their desks. The E3 has to do with page 43 of the underlying bill.
This is
the, and we had a lot of discussion, Senator Champion, on 43.11. I think I have the right line. Yep. About the plant and plant-based products and trying to work with stakeholders. I think the most agreeable thing to do is to have a delayed enactment date. So we'll keep the language in there, but push it out till July 1 of 27. So I hope you'll find that as a friendly amendment.
Mr. Chair, I find it as a friendly amendment.
Thank you. Any discussion on the A3 amendment? All in favor of the A3, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The A3 is adopted. Members, that's the last amendment that I'm aware of. Last chance for amendments. Otherwise, we'll go any other discussion on the underlying bill. Senator Champion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I think that this is a bill that helps us all. Let me also make a very declarative statement that I made earlier today, and I want to make sure that everyone understands. I know I have a representative here from the IRRB, and I wanted everyone to know that the money for the 21st Century Fund is only a placeholder between now and when we are in finance. That money will be replaced, or there'll be another funding source for those two bills, for the $9,000 and for the $10,000.
$9 million
and the $5 million. Just so that everyone is clear about that, and I indicated that earlier, I want to make sure that Senator Hochschild gets this message, and I want to make sure that the commissioner of the IRRB gets this message, because I do not want people thinking or suggesting that we are trying to do anything to that fund. So we had to make an adjustment in light of some information that we did not have correct, not from our fiscal people, but some information indeed had given us. But we're okay, we're fine, I just wanna make that statement. So with that being stated, I hope that we can get the support for this bill because it has a cross-section of, I think, very robust and wonderful opportunities to help the citizens of this great state. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Champion. Yeah, with that, I think we'll vote. Senator Champion moves that Senate File 1832 as amended be recommended to pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Finance. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Very good job, Senator Champion. Senate File 1832 does pass. Any closing comments, Senator Champion?
Members, no closing comments other than the fact thank you for all your work that you've done. You know that the bill will now move from here to finance. There will be things that we will make some corrections around language. I know from one of the amendments that was brought forward just to make sure that there's that clarity. But with that being said, thank you for working as an incredible committee, and I really sincerely appreciate all of your help, and we'll continue to work together until the end.
Thank you, Senator Champion.
And I do want to say one thing. Thank you to you as well as Senator Pratt and everyone, but you two in particular, because we've had a chance to really have robust discussions about the bill and the spirit of the bill, and I will continue to lean on you as well as others as we work through the process. So I wanted to say that. So thank you. Sorry about that, Mr. Chair.
No, thank you, Senator Champion. With that, members, the committee is adjourned. Thank you.